Random House Audio presents I Think I Love You by Alison Pearson. Read for you by Sean Thomas. It panics him. He always keeps the drapes drawn. They are out there, Mother, they're out there. Evelyn Cassidy, on her son David's reaction to his fans. Prologue, 1998. The wardrobe was double-fronted with a full-length mirror. Inside was her mother's tweed suit with the mink collar. There were tailored skirts and blouses on hangers. There were sweaters in soft colours, carefully folded, with layers of tissue paper in between. At the bottom were racks of shoes. It was there that she found it, behind the racks. She wasn't looking for it. She wasn't looking for anything. She was reaching for a pair of black patent heels, the shine still on them after 30 years, when her fingers brushed against something colder than leather. She took it out. A tin with a lake and mountains on the lid, a Christmas gift from Austria. Inside she found cards and photographs and a sheaf of letters tied together with a red ribbon. The pink envelope was out of place. It had smiley faces and a rainbow on the front. It was addressed to her, but there was something strange about the handwriting. It took her a moment to recognize it as her own. Not her own now, but the way she used to write, a long time ago, with flowery loops. The envelope had been opened, and it was easy to slide out the letter inside. She read it for the first time in her life. Then she read it again to make sure. She got up and walked across the landing and pushed the door into her old bedroom.